Hello, everyone out there in podcast world. I hope you're having a wonderful day. You're listening to or watching the Service Business Mastery Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Tersh Blissett, sitting virtually next to my co-host, Joshua Crouch. For those of you who do not know about the podcast, or you've never listened to or watched the podcast, it's a podcast based on or focused on service business owners, managers, and technicians who are considering becoming business owners themselves. Our target with the show is to help answer some unasked questions or even help answer questions that you've forgotten about, that you've known, and just kind of aha moments. Today, we have CJ on the show, and she's going to talk a little bit about her business and On the Move Trucks, and it's a turnkey rental company with the fourth largest fleet in the United States, which is pretty cool. We're going to talk a little bit about that and how she has done traditional marketing versus AI. So we do a lot of AI talking on the show. And so it's going to be nice to talk a little bit different. I know Josh does a lot of traditional marketing also with his marketing agency, but I'm excited to talk about this.
Tersh, I can't even think straight because you have so many different designs on your shirts, ties, and your jacket today. Like, I can't figure out what design you're trying to go with.
Well, that was my goal. So
you got like the plaid, you got the dots, you got the squares. I don't know what's going on. I got tied on
my vest. Yeah, definitely. Going with all the patterns. It drives my sister crazy, like absolutely bonkers, especially if I wear two of the different shades of blue together. So.
Yeah. Well, and you got the pink little hanky there. I mean, it's just, you got the whole thing going on today. Mm-hmm. So now we're super excited to talk about this. It's, again, it is a little bit of a change of where we've currently been. And obviously, Tersh and I have mentioned we are speaking at a couple of different events coming up here on the disruption of AI in the trades. So it's always important, even though all this new stuff comes out, it's always fun to talk about the new stuff. But traditional methods of marketing or traditional ways of doing business still work. And a lot of times they still change over time, and they get better because they have more data as well. So
I'll tell you some guerrilla marketing that we did a couple years back, Hurricane Irma or something, Irene, something or another hit the town, and it was a mandatory evacuation except for essential employees. So like we could stay in town without having to
put on like a 1,000-yard signs.
We did. We put them at every intersection. So like every red light, we would just stop at a red light and put them right in the median of the thing. So everybody came back in town and just seen Service Emperor.
I've seen that, like especially like Texas, Oklahoma, where they got the tornadoes go through there a lot. Like I feel like those guys just fight over that real estate on the corner. Like yeah. Everyone leaves and then they come back and all of a sudden there's 30-yard signs in their yard.
It was really successful for us. We did it. And then, of course, because it was successful, we quit doing it. So that's just the way we do things, right?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So let's get started with the show. But before we do that, I want to give a huge shout out to the people who make this show possible. I'm going to start out with UpFrog, just because they're on the left-hand side of my screen. And Justin and Noah, they're great guys. They support the show. They support the podcast. Anytime we ever have questions or anything, if anybody that's listening to the show reaches out to us and has questions about online pricing, putting pricing on your website, client re-engagement, those types of things, we send them over to Justin. They help them. Justin and Noah, and they help them out instantly and without question. They're super super smart guys when it comes to the data.
Yeah. And so next would be Sarah. Sarah is kind of the OG sponsor of the podcast. And Billy, every time we talk with Billy, we just talked to him with him the other day at like a 2-hour conversation. We can't keep it to like 20 minutes because he's got so much going on and so much great, so many great ideas, unique ideas for the trades, things that aren't necessarily mainstream that he's implemented in his business. So even just having him on the podcast regularly to spill that advice and put his Saturday morning stuff in our Facebook group is super valuable. So even if you guys don't use Sarah, I would highly recommend following him online, whether that's LinkedIn or Facebook, and just learn from him. He's got a lot of knowledge and he's been there and done it. So mm-hmm. There's a lot to learn from him.
Yeah, absolutely. Next is Copeland Compressors. Used to be Emerson. They split apart. So it's no longer the same company. Copeland and Emerson are separated. And Copeland is all about training the trainers. So if you have a training program in your business and you want to teach your trainers how to train better on compressors, reach out to the team over at Copeland and they will either A1 train you or give you the resources to train so that you can teach your technicians how to properly diagnose bad compressors.
Awesome. And then last but not least is Company Cam. Company Cam is a digital asset management solution, DAM for short. And it allows you to be organized with your photos. So instead of having all those photos on your phone, your tablet, some other place, you can organize them. They're GPS, all of them have GPS coordinates on, so you know exactly where your technicians are. It helps the field communication. So like if a salesperson's selling a job, installer's putting it in, the salesperson can put the information right there on the photo to say, hey, this goes here, that sort of thing. So really can bridge the gap between the communication versus having to verbally tell someone where those things go and then they can't picture it. So if you guys are looking for some sort of DAM solution, Company Cam is definitely highly recommended by us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Cool, William. Let's get started with the show.
Are you looking for valuable business advice to reach that seven-figure revenue mark? Do you want actionable tips to properly navigate through every business challenge you encounter along the way? Let Tersh Blissett and Josh Crouch be your guide in getting you to the top here at Service Business Mastery. Tune in as they sit down with world-renowned authors in business, leadership, and personal growth who share valuable insights about management, marketing, pricing, human resources, and so much more. Let their nuggets of wisdom gold guide you in owning a thriving, profitable, and ever-growing business. Here are your hosts, Tersh and Josh.
Morning, CJ.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. It's been
now that we got the camera stuff all figured out before the show.
Yeah.
Now that I feel real old school, I don't do AI. I don't do cameras.
It's funny you say old school because, like, I mean, there's been AI stuff. ChatGPT had like earlier versions and stuff, or OpenAI had earlier versions that nobody knew about, but now everybody knows what AI is, right? Over the last 10 months or so. So it's kind of funny to bring it like old school. It's like less than a year ago.
Right. Yeah, so tell us about yourself and how you got started doing what it is you're doing.
Okay. Well, my name is CJ Stratt. I'm with On The Move. We're a nationwide truck leasing company. So I got into this business by working for my family. So that's always an interesting aspect of business. But I did, I've been here since 2008. The business has been around for 30 years. And I've just taken over in the last 2 years as CEO. And it's been a change of pace. And my background, though, here was like VP of marketing for over a decade. So I've been, marketing is my favorite part to talk about. But
yeah. So tell me, you mentioned you've been doing marketing for a 30-year-old business. How is it coming into a business that's 30 years old and just coming in to do the marketing? Because sometimes those businesses are kind of stuck in their way.
Well, especially my family, we're definitely, but they, I really think I got a super amazing opportunity to work for my family because they gave me a lot of power for being 23 when I started working here and having $1 million marketing budget. Like I got a lot of leeway. I would take my Excel spreadsheet and I would start from, you know, A1 and start writing like what I think everything's going to be. I'm out to like LL22. I'm like, you know, I break it down to like, okay, how much does it cost to clean our truck? Cause we do a lot of trade shows. That actually happens to be our best marketing, the most leads that we get and that kind of thing. And so we'll bring our truck right onto the showroom floor. And that's a great marketing tool, but.
So what exactly is it that the company does?
Oh, okay.
Well, can you explain to the listeners?
Well, we're essentially a truck leasing company, an insurance agency, and a graphics company. So we try to do it all. We would try to be like a one-stop shop for truck fleets. Basically, okay. Our customers, they buy trucks from me or lease trucks from me. I provide custom wraps for them. And then depending on the industry, I can help with their insurance as well.
Oh, wow.
So what size trucks are you talking?
I can do anything. I have F-150s. I have our latest one that we've been doing is a Dodge cargo van that we put a ramp on it. So it makes it a lot easier to put like lawn maintenance equipment in the truck for movers to be able to use a dolly to put the truck in. We work with a lot of moving companies as well. And a lot of, novice movers, they don't like, they'll rent the truck from somebody or one of our customers, like a storage company. And they don't know how to move. And like for me to move a refrigerator onto like a normal 14-foot truck that has like an extended ramp, it's very steep. And so I'm really excited about our cargo van mm-hmm. having the ramp that like is a lot easier to navigate for women, I think, especially.
What have you found as far as, so obviously I'm looking at your guys' site here, and you guys have some really great visual wraps. And mm-hmm. I know from the entrance, the information you gave us, we kind of poked at, hey, we don't do anything with AI. We're going more and we're focused on the traditional advertising. What have you found when people use your guys' graphics design, get the wrap on the truck and use those to drive around town or even to use them for service? What's been the response? How has that helped their business grow?
Well, for every, doing a lot of research, I've done like outdoor advertising and with outdoor graphics on vehicles, especially, it's like 6,000 visual impressions for every mile driven with one of your trucks. Wow. And then if it's parked in a neighborhood or an apartment complex or an apartment community, sorry, they don't like to be called complexes anymore. it's a great way to get many eyes on your building or your business. And our customers will donate it for different uses too. Like it's maybe not so much in y'all's industry, but like, we'll, my moving or my storage customers, they'll be like, okay, rent with me, use this truck for free. They'll let the truck, but they'll also donate it to different charities. And so they get a lot of word of mouth marketing. Yeah. So that's kind of like my old school marketing. It's definitely like, I mean, I speak about word of mouth marketing because and local advertising with your truck and community advertising really, because you're just getting really well known with your truck being driven around all over town.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you're able to do donations to charity cases, charity mm-hmm. events and things like that. That's a great idea. Even people in our industry, I mean, it's not uncommon for us to have a spare van sitting in the yard in case something happens. So that's a great idea to donate it to a charity event whenever they have something going on, like coats, coat drives and that type of thing. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Especially this time of year.
Yeah. And there's a lot of parades too. I'll see my trucks, my customers having their trucks in, like there's a, Christmas parades and they'll put Rudolph nose on the front of the truck and antlers on the mirrors and stuff. So it's pretty cool. Like, I mean, just to get your truck out and be part of the community, use your truck to go to the bank, that kind of thing. Just the more that your advertising is out there, the better. It's a rolling billboard for your business.
Absolutely. Do you ever, had this option available to like HVAC and plumbing companies?
Yes, actually, it was really, I kind of embarrassed myself this week. I've been really excited about our ramp and I was at my kid's daycare and I saw like a AC company across the parking lot and it had the ramp on there.
Yeah.
And I was like, and there was two of them. And I was like, oh my gosh, like who's selling our ramp here? And they're like, that's our customer, CJ.
That's funny.
happens when you're the fourth largest rental.
I'm not used to having so many in my backyard, to be honest. It kind of catches me off guard when I see one of our trucks locally. I still get excited. I make my teenage daughter like take pictures out the window and she's like, you're killing me.
That's funny. Now the wraps that you're putting on the vehicles, are those the company's branded wraps or are they your branded wraps?
They are our customers are the company's branded wraps. So like you mentioned that we're the fourth largest fleet of rental vehicles, but no one knows who we are because it's all customized to our customers. So we help the whole design process, and we give, sometimes we even start with people even creating a logo for some of our customers just to get them up and running with their business to, you know, sometimes I'll have somebody that has a huge marketing team, and they'll give me the design that they want, and we'll print it for them too. So we have everything in between as well. I still send stick figures to my design guy. I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do.
So that's not your department is what you're saying.
It's very frustrating and very hard to communicate your vision when you're I'm a total marketing person. I have really great ideas. I just don't know how to draw or like do graphic design. So it's that's really me. Hard to get it.
I can't draw.
Like, can you see this?
So with your guys' leasing program, do you, as far as, cause obviously, especially in the home services, there's a lot of different inside the truck, upfitting it, stuff like mm-hmm. that. Do you guys work with someone that helps with that sort of thing? Or how does that work if somebody wanted to lease a truck from you guys?
Yes, we have several outfitters that we use just depending on what the industry is. Or, you know, we have the inserts for the vans. We have tie downs, anything that you can need on a vehicle, we can provide. We even
that's
do
cool. Like, now,
we actually even build like food trucks. So
I did see that somewhere. I think it was on your website, Fuka's, and that's speaking to my wife's heart there. She loves like the taco food trucks.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The real every time we see one, she's got to stop and get a taco.
Absolutely. Those are the best tacos.
Let me ask you about when the vehicle shortages. So in the service industry, we've dealt with it, like the craziness of waiting 6 months for a plain white.
It's probably a shortage because CJ has all the trucks,
right? Maybe that's what.
Don't blame me. I'm blaming Amazon. So
right. That's true. What Amazon would rent anything to deliver stuff to your house.
That's true. What are you doing with that shortage? I mean, it's not as crazy as it was, but I'm sure you had some influx of like, especially pricing, because the prices got ridiculous on vans for a couple of years there.
Yes, they are very, very aggressively pricing these trucks, and it's hard to insure them. And so I'm like, it's not worth $65,000. It's a $40,000 van. And so it's hard for me to determine like what to price at. So I've had to change a lot of my insurance policies because it's like, it's not worth that. But if they get an accident, you're gonna want to be paid the $65,000 for what you paid for it.
Yeah, you can't replace it.
And it's just very difficult to find values and agree on values with my claims adjusters has been the biggest change for it. But no, finding vehicles, it's been a nightmare. I take on this new position, 2 years ago when all this starts happening. I'm like, really? This is the challenge I'm getting. I never thought I would see empty car dealerships. You know, that was not.
Isn't
never
that wild? It's like the weirdest thing when you walk in, it's like, well, I'm like, where are all the cars at?
And they're spaced out so that they're like trying to fill the parking lot. And it's like, used to, you couldn't get in the cars because they were so bunched up together.
Right.
You literally couldn't even open the door.
Well, it was scary. Like I went to the car dealership to look for a personal vehicle, and it was like 10 people come swarming out. Like they're all the salespeople. They're even scarier now at the dealerships. Like they're real aggressive to help you get their sale. And I was like, they're like opening my door for me instead. I was like, this is real. I was like, it's a, you know, interesting.
I could only imagine that Julie and I, my wife, Julie, we had to drive like 4 hours, to get, to pick up our vehicle. I mean, we wanted something very specific. And so, we had to drive like 4 hours to go pick it up because of like, there was only like six of them in the whole country.
Well, we did have a pretty good inventory. We had 2019s for 2020. We had about 100 in stock. So we were okay during COVID and everything, cause it was a little bit slower for ordering at least. So people were a little bit more timid to order, you know, a fleet of vehicles, but, so we did okay with that. But I mean, right now I'm worried about the union strike and that kind of thing, but I do have 50 cargo vans out front in inventory right now, so I'm feeling good for the rest of the year at least. But
how what's the size, the amount that's like normal for people to lease from you? Is it just like one van?
Majority are one van. Yeah. We work with like pretty much individual companies, and then but the majority, like 80% of my marketing that I see or the leads that I get or the sales are repeat customers expanding their fleets, which is pretty cool. Like business is doing better and and growing. So it's really exciting to see. It's just like, I wish that we had that many new customers though too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a great way to grow because then those people, they all usually know someone else in a similar trade or similar circumstance. And then they can recommend you because it's a nice thing to do for their friends. It's not going to compete against them. It's just, you know, so, and they usually know people in different industries. Like Tersh and I, we know people in probably 20 or 25 different home service industries that don't compete against each other and can, you know, I wanted to ask, and this is a question we always get, and my guess is maybe not a perfect answer, but so obviously with getting a big truck, big wrap, brand impressions, do you have a way where customers can really measure that impact? That's, this is always the branding versus like,
what's the ROI on this?
Yeah. Like what's the ROI on adding wraps and things like that. And I don't know if, I figured I'd ask, I've asked plenty of people before. I just figured see if there's any, what your answer would be to that question.
Well, my customers have a lot more time. I work more on my customers' marketing than I guess mine. Now that you're saying that, like, you asked me if I have a landing page, I'm like, just my website. And then, but our customers, I actually make them the QR codes. Now I have my marketing guy does it now, but we make the QR codes for our customers to put on their truck to make it a little bit, because everybody's taking pictures of trucks. At least I do. I don't know. Is that, that may not be a normal thing. I'm like, oh, I need
that. That may not be normal.
Yeah.
I mean, I may be a little obsessive, but that's okay.
We get it.
Well, we have the QR code. And then there's the tracking numbers that we can set people up with, a number so that they can be like, and we'll have the recorded calls and that kind of thing too.
Have you seen a shift where more people they're putting QR codes on the vans?
Yes. That has been a huge shift for us, especially since COVID.
Okay. I don't know if I've run across, I probably have at some point. I don't know if I've run across any service vans, at least here in like the Phoenix metro area, that have seen that. Of course, now I'm probably going to see it because we talked about it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's always how that works. I'll probably see one like today.
Well, that's like you try to be original. Like we talked about buying a car. And as soon as you buy your car, then it's like your neighbor has. I was like, my neighbor just bought a blue truck, a blue F-150 like ours. Like it's a little bit different blue, but.
And now you see it everywhere. Every stoplight, every grocery store. You're like, oh, there it is again.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love the ideas that you gave for marketing because it's funny, we in the home service industry, these conversations come up, especially right now. Tersh and I are primarily from the HVAC industry.
Okay.
So right now it starts cooling off. People are starting to look like, how can I get my name out there? How can I get more calls? And they're all throw money at this, throw money at that. But even just using what they already have, if they have a wrap truck, and putting those things in a grocery store, in a busy community center, just get that visibility. It's funny what happens when you constantly are marketing your business versus like reactive, like I need calls today and I don't know what to do. Like Tersh's idea of, you know, the yard signs, it's just super simple stuff. And those branding things pay off over time. It's not like an immediate, I get my truck wrapped, throw it in front of a grocery store. And it's like, hey, all of a sudden my schedule is busy. But over time you get used to seeing those things and you just, it's like ingrained in our brains.
I was reading a book and I want to say it was Donald Miller's book, but I could be wrong. Whoever the author was, mentioned that once you're sick of seeing your brand, your audience is just beginning to recognize it. So you have to share it so much that you're tired of seeing it. And at that point, that's when your audience is finally saying, oh yeah, I recognize that logo and that brand.
And they have to use that.
And it's, and you, like I, before I said, I have a van here at the shop, in the yard. And, for whenever a new tech comes on, because the last thing I want is to hire a new technician and have a van shortage situation where I can't put them in a vehicle. That's terrible. So I have one here ready to go. And why not use it? Because where I'm at, nobody rides by the yard, so they're never going to see it. So may as well do like Josh said and put it out in a parking lot and, you know, for a day or two and then move it to the next one.
Mm-hmm. Well, even just, I mean, not that you want to constantly have people driving, but if you have someone that could drive it around, just drive it around town, especially in areas where there's a lot of population, a lot of visibility. Because what did you say? There was like for every 1 mile, like 6,000 brand impressions. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot in just a mile. It takes a couple minutes when you're in downtown to go through that.
Exactly. And then if you're going through traffic and people have time to actually like look around, I know people get bored or if they're not looking at their phones, maybe they don't look at your
traffic. I was going to say, if they're not like drive it,
slam it on brakes. Yeah, it's a brand impression, whether it's positive or negative, because if you're a terrible driver and you got that rap on there,
but they'll remember you.
Yep, that's good something. Point. That's true.
There's a marketing book somewhere that says there's no bad marketing, right?
Right.
That's press is press.
Yeah, that's more for politicians. I don't know.
CJ, I'd like to ask you if there are people listening and they are interested, they need to add to their fleet. Whenever they're doing something like this and they have 4 or 5 vans already, is it typically feasible for them to do this, or is it going to be like a lot more expensive with like insurance and everything? Because you're paying for the insurance, correct? They're not paying for insurance.
No, I mean, we're the insurance agency, and like, so we're independent agency. Okay. So we can get insurance for our customers as well. We try to make it as you need a vehicle, you need insurance, you need graphics.
Let's just take care of it all for you.
One-stop shop, take care of it.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So I have like 102 insurance licenses for all the states and DC. just for fun. And then that test was probably the most fun test I've ever had. But insurance.
I could only imagine.
Yeah, but no, we work with people that have already had trucks, especially with the shortage. And, we've always tried to work with Ford, but now I have Chevys and everything. My family were originally from Dearborn, Michigan, the Ford headquarters. So it's hard to, we have all these Dodge ProMasters out right now. And my grandpa's like, what are we doing? And I'm like,
I will tell you though, we just purchased the Dodge the ProMaster 3500 or something. Mm-hmm. And the amount of space in the back of that van is crazy. Like there's just so much more storage space because we have a couple of Nissan 2500. Oh, yeah. And they quit making those. And so we were like, all right, let's try out the Dodge, like our Ram ProMaster. And I was like, I just had this weird feeling about them. I pulled the trigger on it, and then we've got it there and we put them next to each other, and the vans are the same length, but the amount, like this guy, like 4 more feet of storage space in the back than the Nissan does, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So question for you. So I was looking at your site, and maybe it's not on your, we're talking about different trucks and stuff like that. Is there a place where people can look for inventory, or is this something where they need to contact you guys first and you guys can kind of ask some questions and get them some options?
We have a couple on there, like under on our website under services, there's trucks or get a truck or something like that. And then we have a couple of our options. We sell a lot of 14-foot box trucks is our most popular vehicle to actually sell, except for, to HVAC, we definitely sell a lot more cargo vans, but or only cargo vans, I think that I can think of that we've done so far, but except for the ones locally, I didn't know who those were, but we're actually a dealership, and we can work with other dealerships to get what you need and work on that. So we can help you with the leasing. Cause we do a pretty cool leasing program. It's unlimited miles and a track
That's
lease.
That's nice.
Yeah. So it's a track lease. So it's actually like 4 or 5 years. And at the end you can purchase, you have the option to purchase the van for the residual value. It's more tax deductible and that kind of thing for your payment. So it's a pretty cool program.
Yeah, we did that with Nissan. And when they introduced it, I was like, I like that. I mean, and then it was once you got started with it, they were like, you just call us up and we'll get you another one. And then like 6 months later, they announced they were quit making the vans. So I was like, well, that's.
Yeah. It's too good to be true.
Right.
Yeah. So that site that we're talking about where some of these trucks are, it's onthemovetrucks.com. Mm-hmm. And it's right at the top, services, and then find a truck. And they definitely have some different images and stuff like that on there. So you can kind of see what those trucks look like and see some of the options that they have. But if there's something that you're looking for that's maybe not on there, you might want to reach out and contact them to see what they have for inventory.
I usually don't put my used vehicles on there. They go too quick. when we get our vehicles off our track lease, usually they are like with our storage customers and our real estate customers, we get really low mileage vehicles in stock. It's pretty unbelievable, actually. Like we'll get a 4-year-old truck with 10,000 miles. And so those sell pretty quick.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know,
I assume so.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So that fluctuates too frequently.
I get it. That's totally awesome. 100%. Cool. CJ, is there anything else you want to share before we wrap things up?
No, I think we covered it. I told you about my trucks. I told you about my graphics. I told you about my insurance. And I think that's about it.
Cool. Awesome. Well, if anybody has any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to CJ. I'm curious about it myself. I know several friends of mine and we've recently been talking about, we actually were talking about some Fords, trying to get the high roof Fords, and they're apparently very impossible to purchase right now.
Unless you want electric for 100 miles.
Yeah, hard pass on that one.
not a service company. You can find those
all day long.
Yeah, I'm good on that. I don't want to be a test dummy for that either.
No.
But don't hesitate to reach out to CJ. I'm curious to learn more, and I'll continue sharing as we learn. If anybody has any questions for Josh and I, don't hesitate. Servicebusinessmastery.com, and there's a little green button at the bottom of the screen. Just click that button, record your message, and it'll come back to Josh and I. We got several of them last week, and I responded to them already. So, we look forward to talking to everybody again on the next show, and be safe until we talk again next time. We'll see you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Service Business Mastery. Now that you are equipped with essential business advice from this impactful conversation, you are one step closer to becoming the successful owner of your dreams. If this episode has been helpful to your business journey, don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a rating, and share it with other owners as well. Visit servicebusinessmastery.com to learn more.